Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't know if you've seen this. You got to go to the KISW Rock Shop. Check out the KISW Classic Trucker Cap. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Put that on your head. You know, it stops the raindrops from getting to you. Stops the sun from getting to you. It's amazing.
If you're having a bad hair day like a bald guy like myself, then it's perfect to put on.
Is that a no hair day, really?
That's a good point, but yeah. You know.
Bad hair day, no hair day, it don't matter. The KISW Classic Trucker Cap needs to be on your dome. Get it now. KISW.com.
Let's play.
Pumped up, man.
Do you?
Got very little sleep this weekend.
I know. You were busy.
Yeah.
Steve was busy, but he still managed to win earlier today.
Damn straight, yeah. I did.
I know. You won at Without a Cause Wrestling.
I did last night. I beat cool dad Chris Ross.
Congratulations.
Setting up a huge match for me, BJ. I'm taking on a dude from Impact Wrestling in
What's why? Whoa.
Ethan Page. He's a man who's a big deal in the world of wrestling. And
wow. He's
coming to town, and he wants my verified title. So we're going head-to-head for the verified championship.
You're putting the verified championship up?
And he's verified, so if he beats me... Because someone has beat me before, but they weren't verified, so therefore they can't have it.
Oh, so if they're verified on Twitter, you're in trouble, and you have to surrender the belt if you lose.
Well, I'm not surrendering anything, BJ.
You think you're going to win?
Yes, I know.
I sure as hell hope I'm going to win, BJ.
Cool, I mean, cool daddy, I know, you know.
Probably cool dad.
Him too. He probably had a tough night. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have lost.
Well, he wasn't expecting to wrestle, and I called him out, and he was still in his bathrobe and underwear. I wrestled a man while he was wearing his MeUndies.
Okay, see, that's not fair.
I won.
No, see, okay, you know what? I think Ethan Page is going to put you in your place, and now that he's verified, no longer can you walk around, which I believe, with a belt that shouldn't be yours in the first place.
It's mine. I earned it.
Yeah, you made it.
That's yeah, why,
that's
I didn't
how you
make
earned
it.
Okay, you had it made. Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I earned it.
I did.
Yeah, I never ever saw a match that you were in to get that belt in the first place. I didn't know one even existed.
Well, it's mine.
It was a dark match. They don't televise those ones.
Oh, it's a dark match.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was on a loop I was doing in Japan.
That's what it was.
Video still hasn't been surfaced.
Dark match in a dark room.
Okay. But anyways, regardless, September 15th, I'm taking on All Ego Ethan Page. It's a massive match for me at Without a Cause Wrestling. It'd be awesome that I get some of the Rockaholics out there to show some support.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Well, now you got a match right now.
Yes.
It's Brian in University Place. Brian, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Iron Maiden tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're going to be at the Tacoma Dome on September 6th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Iron Maiden, get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
After what bird was the first lunar module to land on the moon named?
Pass.
Gastrocnemius is a superficial muscle located where on the body?
the legs.
Yes. What does the P stand for in zip code?
Postal?
No.
Parcel?
No.
Pass.
The Beatles had the hit song, I Want to Hold Your What?
Band.
Yes. What year of the 90s did the boy band NSYNC form?
92?
No.
93, 94?
No, no. What is the name of the school that Harry Potter attended?
Hogwarts.
Yes. What is the end opposite the nose called on a snowboard?
Tail.
Yes. What is the name of the leader of the Smurfs?
Papa Smurf.
Yes. What song by Don McLean talks about the day Buddy Holly died?
Ooh. American Pie?
Yes! Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Steve will get the Harry Potter one because he always gets Hogwarts.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an easy one. I figured everyone would get that one.
Well, not,
like,
you know.
I don't read the books. I didn't watch the movies, and I still know the answer to that.
Well, that's nice to know.
Well, I mean, yeah. I did write the question.
I wonder if somebody, doesn't have a clue.
I would be really surprised.
So huge.
That's my thinking on that.
Thank you.
Not you, Steve.
Wow.
Inappropriate.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
No, okay. But verified champion Steve Miggs does.
Yeah, not Terry Bollea, but Steve Miggs, verified champion.
Okay. Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
Yeah.
Brother!
That is the most ridiculous piece of testimony ever.
The greatest thing.
I mean, honestly,
still to this day.
Brother.
Hulk Hogan, we love you. You're a national treasure for as weird as you are.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
After what bird was the first lunar module to land on the moon named?
Tweety?
No.
Eagle?
Yes.
Nice job.
Gastrocnemius is a superficial muscle located where on the body?
Stomach?
No.
Butt?
No.
Arm?
No. Oh. What does the P stand?
Lung?
No.
The lung?
The lung.
What does the P stand for in zip code?
Post?
No.
Postal?
No.
Terry Bollea's penis?
No! The Beatles had the hit song, I Want to Hold Your What?
Hand.
Yes.
Not Terry Bollea's.
What year in the 90s did the boy band NSYNC form?
What?
What year in the 90s did the boy band...
RF. 1995?
Yes. What is the name of the school that Harry Potter attended?
Is it Dumbledore?
No.
Hogwarts.
Yes! What is the end opposite the nose called on a snowboard?
The bow.
No.
The nose and the butt.
No.
The nose and the finger.
No. What is the name of the leader of the Smurfs?
Papa Smurf.
Yes. And Steve, with that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lose.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Screwed the pooch
on
that
one. Yeah, I screwed that one up on there. So congratulations, Brian. You're going to Iron Maiden.
Good job, Brian.
Yeah.
You're going to Maiden.
I wonder why. Can I play my own song?
Huh?
What?
Can I play my own victory song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get this.
Oh, geez. He actually has one chewed up. This is amazing.
I think it's Can't Touch This.
I can't tell.
I can't really tell.
That's
nice. That's really all for Brian.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Can we at least
Brian.
Find out what the song was?
Oh, fine.
Brian? So, Brian, what was that song?
We couldn't hear it.
Can't touch this.
And even though
can't touch this,
even though he got a victory song, that doesn't mean I don't get a loser song.
That's true.
That's what I get.
Gastrocnemius is the superficial muscle located in the leg.
I think he would have got there if he wasn't fooling around with the butt and the lung.
Yeah.
No, I really was being legit, but not with the butt, but with the lung.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that's because you're burping.
Oh, gastro. Okay, you know what? At least you
could. So I went butt.
All right. You're trying to figure it out there. I see where you're going with that.
I mean, some call it an educated guess.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it.
Well, it's definitely a guess. The end opposite of the nose is called the tail in a snowboard. Yeah, Brian got that one correct as well.
On that.
And then one you both missed, the P in zip code.
I don't know this.
It's a hard one. Most people, unless you just know dumb trivia, you're not going to know it. The whole thing stands for Zone Improvement Plan.
Plan, that's
right.
So
the
right.
P stands
plan.
For plan.
That's right.
Congratulations to Brian on beating Steve this morning.
That's all you got to do, man. Tire beat Steve. You get the prize just like that. It's pretty cool.
All right, we got Americans. We got 2,000 of them, and someone said, okay, we want you to name your favorite breakfast foods.
Oh.
It's the perfect time of the morning for it.
Waffles.
Waffles. Yeah, that's your favorite food? All right,
well, I mean, if I want to get super specific, it's a slow-roasted ham and Swiss at Starbucks. But, you know, if you ever want to get me something for breakfast, that's really
cool. Well, you actually have to make a choice because you have that is in its own category.
Oh, yeah. I got a breakfast sandwich.
There we go. So that's you like that better than waffles.
That's my treat to myself.
Okay. Yeah, so it did come in. It wasn't. It looks like it's in like sixth or seventh place, but that's not the number. That's not number one.
I'll have that for lunch sometimes. A breakfast sandwich.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Waffles didn't even place.
What?
Oh, don't. If they put pancakes ahead of waffles, you should just tear up this list.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, pancakes came in at third. Sorry.
Pancake is like the lesser cousin of waffles.
It's like a wannabe waffle.
Exactly.
I think the pancake came first.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
Well, it got usurped by the waffle.
Usurped. Belgian waffle.
Usurped.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Belgian waffles are delicious. I can't argue with you. I like both, but yeah, I mean, I do. If you told me, what do you want, a Belgian waffle or a pancake, I'll go Belgian waffle. Plus, but they said bacon and pancakes, so it's a together thing. Oh, maybe that elevates the pancake.
Do you dip the bacon in syrup?
Oh, I dip everything in the syrup.
No.
I'm not a syrup guy.
Neither.
I'd rather put peanut butter on my waffles. I'd rather put peanut butter on my waffles or pancakes.
Or ice cream.
Strawberry.
Oh, yeah, ice cream over everything.
Okay. What are you guys, medicated?
I'll put ice cream on kale if I could.
True,
though. You should. Eat it.
Ice cream on waffles.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, do you not like ice cream in a waffle cone? It's the same thing, bro.
Except it's breakfast. I don't think I'm having ice cream for breakfast.
Do frozen yogurt, so it's kind of breakfasty, and then you get some like delicious.
I don't have frozen yogurt
sauce.
For breakfast. I don't have frozen
yogurt
for breakfast.
Don't you have yogurt for breakfast?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Sometimes I'll have.
We're really stretching.
But frankly, by the way, no. Who wastes their breakfast with yogurt if I can have tasty stuff?
Exactly.
Yogurt's
ice
when I'm trying to be healthy.
Dude, when I was a kid, my mom sometimes would put a scoop of ice cream. It's very healthy on my waffles.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Like vanilla ice cream on a waffle. Yeah. It's amazing.
Whipped cream, yeah.
My mom would take half a cantaloupe and put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in the cantaloupe.
That also is healthy. Mm.
Okay, yes, again,
cantaloupe. No?
Yeah, I mean, look, ice cream's great on anything, but I just don't think of ice cream for breakfast. That's just me. I mean...
No, you're not wrong.
The
my
only
mom
time I don't want ice
that,
cream, it seems, is breakfast.
Have you had it?
Have I had ice cream for breakfast?
A scoop of ice cream on a waffle.
No, I've had a scoop of ice cream, like you said, in a waffle cone or maybe even on a strawberry
shortcake.
You've
got to do it for breakfast. There's a timing issue. In the morning,
yep.
It feels like you're doing something naughty, but you're really not.
And I don't, because here's why. Ice cream is sweet. The only time I ever have syrup is for breakfast. And so I'm not going to ruin the sweet of the syrup or the sweet of the ice cream. I'll save the ice cream for another meal because I'll never have syrup on anything but breakfast food.
All right, you're going to a breakfast joint, like a diner. What are you ordering?
Bacon and eggs.
That's what I told you.
Just that?
Well, no. I mean, eggs, by the way, Dan.
I was going to say, that's what I was thinking, too. Bacon and eggs with hash browns.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the hash browns so you put that egg on top of it, let the yolk break on it, and just go crazy.
I agree, and yet hash browns didn't make the list either.
Yeah. That's insane.
What about bagels?
Yeah. Bagels, no. Toast came in at number four. Waffles came in at number five, actually. I just read that. So for waffles is at five. Avocado.
Yeah, everyone's
on toast, right?
Stupid hipsters.
Either on toast, or I've seen people break an egg in it and then bake it.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I'm willing to try that. And then put ice cream on it? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
I got to say this. Is cereal, I think, once you're an adult, cereal should not be in your top breakfast stuff.
No, cereal's fantastic. I eat it for dinner.
No.
Cereal's still great.
No, not for
cereal
breakfast.
Is just for lazy people.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Says one of the laziest people here.
I know. What does that say?
Yeah.
It's a delicious snack. It's a delicious breakfast. It's a delicious dinner.
Cereal for when you've given up.
Yeah, you've given up.
I don't disagree with that.
Or you're single and you have nothing else to do that.
Again, when you've given up.
Yes, and I usually eat it in bed while I'm watching Archer.
When you've given up.
Vicky, my single days, I would have Apple Jacks for dinner.
You and Vicky have both given up. Thank God you got married so that your wife will not give you cereal for dinner.
She won't let that pass. She won't even let me have ice cream for breakfast. It's really weird,
that's
man.
Silly.
So that is weird.
You're not having cereal. You know
she's
what?
The worst.
You're an adult now, Vicky. If any person gets in a relationship with you, that's the first thing I'm going to tell them. Tell her she can't have cereal for dinner anymore.
Okay, I can still have cereal for breakfast.
If you want, sure.
Okay,
what about chicken fried steak and eggs? Best breakfast ever. Don't disagree.
If I'm going to do that, I want like steak and eggs instead. Like an actual steak.
Really?
That's what chicken fried steak is.
No,
that's
it's
steak,
batter fried.
Steak. I don't want batter fried.
She doesn't want it doing all the chicken fried crap.
Oh, man.
I just like a
batter fried steak is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean,
it's still
good.
Steak, and then you get the batter. It's just like a batter fried Oreo.
Then I'd rather chicken and waffles.
It's like a fair steak.
It's not chicken, Vicky.
I know, but if I'm going to do something fried, I want chicken.
You understand when they say chicken fried, it just means they fry it the way they fry chicken.
I want a regular steak, and I want fried chicken. I'm hungry.
Okay. Wow.
Chicken and waffles
is very, very good.
And yep. Orange Julius has a Dairy Queen.
I feel like that's like a lunch thing for me more than even a breakfast thing.
Yeah, yeah, fried chicken in the morning.
Okay, and this last one, which is the last one on the list, we're going to, this doesn't deserve to be on the list. I'm sorry. Bananas.
Oh, come
no, bananas
on.
Are a fine breakfast.
Every banana every morning.
Yeah. It's the only time you should eat a banana.
While making eye contact.
The only time you should ever
if someone
have
pulls up next to me, I will look at them.
Now, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Wow.
This is where you guys, I think, should be on. You will love the ice cream. That's the only place for a banana in ice cream. Otherwise, bananas should be banned.
What? Like a banana split?
A banana split is the most delicious thing you could ever
ask
for.
I'm not arguing with you on that.
That's the only place for bananas.
No, banana bread?
Not.
You don't like banana bread?
Also
banana
adult videos. That's it. So banana splits good. Either. Banana splits or adult videos. That's it.
I'll have waffles and I'll cut up the bananas and with each bite of a waffle, I'll have a piece of banana on it.
Yeah, I can
ooh,
see
with
that
the
too.
Peanut butter?
That's so good. I can't do this show with you anymore.
Ooh, or cornflakes with bananas in them.
We start with
good.
The cereal.
Yeah,
cereal has been banned on this show.
Cereal's fantastic.
Actually,
you shut the hell up.
Cutting up bananas and putting it in cereal is pretty awesome.
Yes.
There's really a lot of great uses for bananas.
Absolutely. No, there's not.
Yeah.
There's two great uses. One involves a Vivid model. Mm-hmm. The other one involves ice cream.
Wow.
And if you're lucky, you get both in one sitting.
Or you can get a dingleberry.
That's
the strawberry and banana dingleberries.
Yeah.
That's a grooming issue, really. That has nothing to do with breakfast.
White sure better. Does.
Okay, but how about this? Survey finds out that almost half of us skip breakfast, which I think is a sin. But I have to. I've been doing it. I've been skipping breakfast during the week because I'm trying to find a way to lose weight. And so I skip
breakfast. How's that treating you?
Look at me. It ain't treating me well.
So it says, I just had Apple Jacks for dinner this weekend. I'm 48 from Stone.
Stone from Gossard. Stoner or from Stone? From a guy that's Stone.
Stone Gossard.
Yeah, from Stone.
Oh, Stone Gossard.
Yeah.
Well, he can do what he wants. You know what? He's made some of himself. Apple Jacks for dinner? No.
Oh, Apple Jacks are the Cadillac of breakfast.
They are, but
or cereal.
Dinner. Oh, no, no. It's the new Lucky Charms All Marshmallow Edition.
Frosted Flakes.
I do like Frosted Flakes.
They're delicious.
No, they're not. They're great.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
See, I know I'm going to be the weird old guy with this, but I like grape nuts.
Oh, gosh.
Of course.
Oh, my God. You are the weird old guy.
I know grape this, nuts? And I understand that, but I'm okay grape with grape nuts.
By the way, you don't need fiber. You have no problem going to the bathroom.
No, there's times where I need fiber, let me tell you.
What are you talking about? You blow out this place every day.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah. We don't need to really get into it.
Okay, well, all right.
And here's a text. Bananas are a great breakfast. I would love to watch Vicky destroy a banana for breakfast. Wow, I'm hungry and turned on now.
Well, welcome to the Creep Zone. That is you.
You have a very confused situation going on in your pants, aren't you?
Yeah.
The textures are the best.
There's something.
By the way, it turns out Vicky's not the only one that likes to have her breakfast food for dinner. As a matter of fact, Steve, you'll love this. This was a great stat. 69% of us enjoy Brinner. Which is breakfast for dinner.
Nice.
Oh, Brinner.
Yeah.
Oh, Brinner.
I've done that.
Oh, yeah. I've done it too. Just don't do it with cereal.
Yeah, if like we end up like if a few of us are going like a Denny's or an IHOP or something, mostly Denny's because IHOP you expect you're going to eat breakfast. But if I've gone to a Denny's, I'll always go with the breakfast menu. I won't even look at their lunch or dinner menu.
I know they have other stuff.
It could be 6 p.m. I'm still getting their breakfast.
Yeah, yep. I agree. That's why you go to those places.
Right.
Even though they want you to try their burgers, IHOP says, our burgers are great. It's like, no, you're my breakfast joint, even if I go when it's not breakfast, and you're my pie place. That's the other thing, too. Denny's will have my pie and my breakfast. Breakfast pie.
No, it's like turf wars between Denny's and Sherry's. Like they're like kind of like screw you guys.
Yeah, kind of.
They're probably doing like the same thing.
Yeah, but I want to say this. I'm not going to say who, but somebody's really good at one thing at one of those joints, and somebody's really good at another thing. I wish the same place was good at both, but they're not.
Mm.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. So I'm going to have to go to both places if I want two things.
That's the spirit.
There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, it's funny. I will have pie for breakfast. Even though I want to have ice cream.
Pie. Yeah, we just established
how's
that.
With ice cream?
Than ice cream.
You're
ice
right.
Cream?
I'm very hypocritical here, and I apologize to everybody involved.
Glad you recognize it.
Because
I would have pie. You know, if somebody said, hey, here's some key lime pie for breakfast, I'm in, baby. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Car Toys. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. The Listeners on the Loose. Whatever you want to talk about, man. The ground, the floor, all of it, the talking stick, whatever you want, it's all yours. But Steve does have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, PJ. Otherwise, we will have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
I actually would like to start off Listeners on the Loose just because, I mean, dude, how classy is that of the fine boys and peoples that run Pearl Jam?
Oh, yeah.
See, I mean, this is nuts.
This just happened while we were in the break. I go on my Twitter and I check and I got a notification from Pearl Jam and they grabbed the picture that I used for my baby announcement saying that we're having a baby girl where my wife, myself, Lulu, our dog, we're all wearing the Pearl Jam Stickman figure shirts. And then Danny got us as a gift. It was the first gift I got when word got out within the workplace that we was having a baby. He got a little baby onesie. It's the Pearl Jam stick figure. And on the back it says, I got poops, but it says the S word.
Oh, nice.
This is so funny. They sell them at Easy Street Records, and that's where Danny got it. And so we're all wearing, that was the way I announced that we're having a kid.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam grabbed the picture and just sent out a tweet just out of the blue. Just says, congratulations, Steve Migs. And it's a picture of us.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's so cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you, Pearl Jam. I like to pretend that Eddie Vedder is in charge of their Twitter.
Oh, Eddie. so thoughtful.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if it was? Like, Ed doesn't do any social media, but he runs Pearl Jam's Twitter.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's the way it happens. That's what's happening right now.
Well, I just made my day. That was pretty freaking cool.
I know, yeah. You know,
I know it's a silly thing, social media, but it's a positive thing, so I like it.
Well, and, you know, it's you're recognized by a band that you love very much. That you've
my
loved,
favorite band.
Loved, yeah, you've loved your entire, pretty much your entire life. And here they are going, hey, congrats on your kid. You know, that ain't bad.
Up. Thank you, Eddie and the boys.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about ways that you got back at somebody because it was the guy that decided to dump a bunch of dirt in his girlfriend's car they were in the middle of an argument. Somebody said, my husband kept putting temporary tattoos on me in my sleep. Which I think is really funny, just right
that
there.
That is very funny.
And so I changed all the clocks 1 hour forward, his phone, his truck, and the clock in our house as well. He showed up an hour early for work. He was less than pleased.
That's funny. That's really
and
funny.
Harmless.
And that's so what they're in early.
Yeah, he didn't get there late. He got there early.
Right.
So it didn't affect his job. It just affected his time. And you know what? Again, you know, when you start messing, see, I would always be afraid to mess with my wife because if I did something that put her over the deep end, I have no idea what she's capable of.
Yeah, and she knows where you sleep.
Yeah.
Well, and think about, I don't even know if it's a fair trade-off. I mean, I think he got away really lucky on that one because he's putting fake tattoos on her. Those are annoying to get off.
Oh, my God. I made the mistake once. I thought they were easy to get off, so I made a sleeve. I had a giant packet of fake tattoos, and I put it on my entire arm. It was on there for a week and a half.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't scrub them off. Like, I really couldn't. So,
good job.
I feel like it's even.
Depends on where you put them, I suppose. If you put them on her forehead, that would be a beating.
We did that to our boy Munson on his bachelor party when we went to Portland.
Oh, really?
We went to one of the Portland Pickles, the baseball team.
Yeah.
So they gave like all these, like they had like some radio station there actually was there representing and giving away temporary tattoos of the radio station's logo.
Oh, okay.
And we got a bunch of them. And then by the end of the night, not even end of the night, middle of the day, he's so faded. And we're just putting him on his back, like as a tram stamp.
Oh.
But then as the night went on, at some point, it ended up on the forehead.
There you go.
And then we went downstairs to the front desk person. He's talking to the front desk
and
person.
He has no idea.
Like, whatever the station.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
So wrong.
That is great.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when, you know, you're the guy that gets faded all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, people are going to, you're the first one to get taken advantage of.
Someone said that you guys got to make sure to talk to Kevin Smith about the new Masters of the Universe series on Netflix. That's right. He's doing like a cartoon.
Yeah,
He-Man.
Yeah, animated, right?
Yeah.
And that's him, right? He's doing it?
Yeah, he's front running it.
Okay, well, that's another thing to talk about him tomorrow. See, we may never even talk about Jay and Silent Bob as getting the reboot. We may not talk about it at all because Kevin's got so many things going on.
Well, yeah, I want to talk He-Man with Kevin Smith.
Of course you do. See, Kevin Smith is at the stage of his life that every cool thing that we've all loved growing up, he actually has the power to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Like, whatever you loved, you loved He-Man, but you couldn't bring it back. See, you got no power, but Kevin does.
It's funny that you say that he has the power because that was He-Man's, yep.
I have the power!
By the power of Grayskull.
Yeah. Kevin's been, Kevin Smith has been the guy that said, you know what, I'm going to put myself in a position that I don't have to pitch my ideas to a bunch of idiots that have money. Now, he didn't put it this way. This is my words. But he didn't want to have to pitch his ideas to a bunch of Hollywood schmucks that don't get it, and therefore he can't make his movie that he knows that would make money. So he's just now able to do it himself because he's got the podcast and he's got such a great network of people who love what he does. He's went out and created the perfect life for an artist.
And I'm
how I look at it.
And I'm really stoked for this because it looks like you're going to have some unresolved storylines from the old 80s cartoon that they're going to finally get some resolution to.
And I'm going to ask Kevin, I'm going to have to remember it now tomorrow. I'm going to say, Kevin, are you going to at least admit what no one else would admit, that Skeletor is nothing but a ripoff of the old Dr. Smith from Lost in Space?
Oh, I was going to say that.
Settle down.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him because he's old enough to remember both.
I would say that Skeletor is a ripoff of B.J. Shea when B.J.'s angry.
It's the sorceress, you boob.
Yeah. Well,
just as I suspected. Hello, you metal-munching moron.
If you look at a picture of me, though, and the actor who played Dr. Smith, Jonathan Harris, mm-hmm. now that I'm this age, I would be a good Dr. Smith. Yeah. I look just like the dude. It's amazing. We could be relatives.
And you're a few years away from looking like Skeletor, minus the muscles.
You flea-bitten fairbrain.
Yeah, I would be willing to look like Skeletor in the face if I could look like the muscles.
Oh, boy, Vicky just showed me a picture. You're on your way, BJ.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
not Skeletor, but the other guy.
Well, the funny thing is that Jonathan Harris, I think, was actually younger than I am now when he played Smith. I think he was only like in his early 50s when he played Dr. Smith back on the original Lost in Space. But I look so much like him, and I always thought someday if they ever rebooted the show, when I wanted to be an actor, I was like, I would love to play that role, but nah, they gave it to Gary Oldman, and now they have a woman playing the role.
What if you actually were related to him?
You're right, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, you have no idea.
What if I am a Harris?
What if that's your dad?
Oh, well, that would be so cool. I mean, yeah, it could be. It could have been a Hollywood thing.
Maybe he was born in 1914.
Yeah, maybe he had a dalliance with, my birth mom in Massachusetts somewhere, and then he had to go back to Hollywood and go back into space.
Yeah.
And go back 100%. Into space. This all seems very believable.
Yeah, it's all very believable. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Now, someone wants to talk about temporary tattoos. They said, I put temporary tattoos over the hickeys I was getting in my early 20s. See, Danny, you should do that when you get your hickeys.
I should really do that.
And what they said, buying? So other girls couldn't see them, and I had a kid sister. I told them that we were playing with tattoos.
Ah, very good call.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since Danny has come in with his face looking like, he just...
Yeah, I feel like he's grown up on us.
Thank God.
It's been like at least a year since you've had a hickey.
Yeah, I need to tell my girlfriend to get on that.
I'm going to have to actually...
start...
Yeah. It seems to... it doesn't seem wrong for a person at a certain age to have hickeys.
Yes. There's very few things that I will argue... Like, whenever he's like, oh, you're too old for that, or, there's a certain age. And I'm always just like, no, let people live their lives. But I do think hickeys are the thing that should stop in high school.
Yeah.
That's the one thing where I'll say, you know what? You should stop doing that.
Yeah.
Danny.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it, Mr. Passionate.
Yeah.
Going to emo night.
It was so much fun.
See that he went some, like...
Yeah, it was, when he said emo night, I wasn't sure if he was just saying, like, it's just a normal night for him. Because, like, every night's emo night. He posted a picture of him emo night. And I go, what are you, just home?
No, my wife was like, what's emo night? I'm like, I don't know. It's probably like some bar night where everyone goes and just cries and drinks beer.
It's pretty much about right.
Oh, so you were at a place. I thought you were just being you.
Yeah, no, it's an actual event. It's a touring thing where they bring a DJ and they play all emo music at a bar. So it was at Chop Suey.
Oh.
And they have, that's basically what they do. And they have a DJ you can get on stage and sing and do all these kind of things. It was great. And I met a lot of listeners there, which was hilarious.
Wow.
Did you guys cry together?
We did cry together.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Look, if there were listeners there that really love that, then you are the champion of that. They should make you their new governor.
I wish they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you are. There's nobody more emo than you.
One guy's like, I know you. And I was like,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. And he was like, BJ Shea. And I was like, no, but, you know, I'm on a show. And he's like, Danny, you would be here. And I was like, yes, I would.
At least you see you got a brand.
Yes, I do, apparently.
Yeah. Emo.
Why
emo
do you think I would be there? I mean, if it was Angry Night, I'd be there.
Yeah, like, well, maybe he was trying to put, he was feeling, you know, he's kind of fleshing it out. He's like, oh, wait, I know this guy. And then realize we're, it's always a weird thing when you have that moment when someone's like, I know you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what do I say in this situation? Because you don't want to be that.
Oh, yeah, of
douche.
Course you know me. You know me from my almost successful radio program.
Yeah. Right? Like, oh, yes. And but the one time I remember it was like, someone was like, I know you, I know you. And I'm just like, finally, I'm like, oh, you maybe do you listen to the radio? Goes, no. I'm like, okay, I've lost it. And it turned out like you'd like listen to my band back in like the early days.
He knew you from Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. That's pretty cool.
That's very
trippy.
I
wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. I mean, you could be cited for Daughtry, for Vince Diesel's...
Who's Vince Diesel?
Vin Diesel's...
Vince Diesel.
Good old Vince Diesel. Yeah, Vin Diesel's, you know...
Vince
brother.
Diesel? I'm his low-rent brother.
Yeah, Vince Diesel. This is Vince Diesel over here.
Yeah, I'm Vince Unleaded.
Yeah. There's a lot of people you could be confused for, though. Joe Coy.
Joe Coy, yeah.
Dave Attell.
All of these, if you've had a few drinks in you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Andy Pettit, former New York Yankees pitcher.
Oh, you need hair for that, though. Andy Pettit.
Well, no, I have my cap on. That's the one where.
Yeah.
That's even the one where I look at him and like, you catch him in the right spot. You're just like, I'm like, whoa. It does look
like I agree.
A
if, you
for
go,
the
if you go back to New York, because I mean, he's almost royalty back there. Yeah, if you wear a cap back in New York, Steve, they probably will think you're him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I go there, I'll wear a New York Mets cap just to piss off all the Yankees fans.
I'll be like, Andy, what are you doing?
That's my team.
Yeah. Yes, my team.
I never liked the Yankees.
Oh, that's awesome. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, our buddy Joe Dredge just chimed in.
Hey, Joe.
I just checked with Krispy Kreme down by the stadiums. They're going to have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup donuts in this week.
Great.
That's good for your diet, right, BJ?
Oh, no. Again, the clever thing about these donuts is that you can get a chocolate donut stuffed with peanut butter, or you can get a peanut donut stuffed with chocolate, which is the cool thing, but it's not a solid donut. It is a ringed donut that somehow they stuff the ring, the entire ring, filled it with cream. Usually cream filled donuts are solid with no holes. So I am interested just to see I don't know how they've done it, but I'm fascinated by the technology.
Is it bad? I would want a peanut butter based donut with a peanut butter cream.
Ooh.
Like, I don't want chocolate in this equation at all.
Yeah,
why
so
not?
You're not a Reese's
I'm not
guy.
A big chocolate guy.
Ah. Oh.
Like, I mean, I enjoy a Reese's peanut butter cup, but I'm not someone that if you put a tray of a bunch of chocolate-based whatever, I'm not going to eat a bunch. I'll have, like,
a
bite or two.
So you don't do a chocolate donut ever?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's just a waste of a donut, if you ask me.
Yeah. So then maybe you would like a peanut donut with chocolate, the same way you like a little chocolate with your Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You want the peanut on peanut. So why hasn't Reese's come out with a peanut butter cup?
Can I give like a wink and a nod there and be like, yo, before you stuff that with that chocolate filling.
Oh, yeah.
Put that peanut butter filling in that bitch.
You know, I bet you're going to see this happen, Steve.
What's that?
Well, if it's successful, I bet you're right. They're going to have the all peanut butter version, the chocolate stuff with chocolate version. We're going to stuff a lot of stuff.
It's worth a shot, man.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot.
See, what if you get the peanut butter one and then the chocolate one and then you put them together?
But that's what Steve doesn't want to do.
I know, but you should still.
He not lagging. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Going back to our topic earlier of ways that you got back at someone. Someone said that my brother's ex lit all of his magic cards and comics on fire.
Oh.
All because he called her a psycho.
Well, yeah. I mean,
turns out. I mean, proof. You know,
might be right.
Yeah, proof of concept,
I'm
right
not
there.
A psycho. I'm going to set everything on fire.
Now, Rev and I and Vicky know just the possible value of that. Like, well, you know, if the magic cards, especially the ones that, I mean, that could be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars she blew away with comic books, even maybe tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what he had.
Magic's like an underlying theme in the new Good Boys movie.
You mean Magic the Gathering, the card game?
Yeah. Not David Blaine Magic, but like Magic the Gathering.
See, so they're kind of geeky, these kids?
There's a little bit of that. Yeah, there's a little bit of my band geek in there. There's a little bit of everything, man. It's a really well-done film. I got to see it over the weekend, and I highly recommend it. Number one in the theaters, which is pretty damn cool for an R-rated comedy.
Yeah.
Good reviews. Seth Rogen produced it. He's not in it at all. He's not in it. And it's really just the stars are the three kids, and they're great, man. They carry that movie. They're super funny. If you're looking for a great laugh, I highly recommend people checking out that movie.
Okay, so here's some great movies, because you've got Anchorman, you've got Superbad, mm-hmm. you've got Old School. These are the kind of R-rated movies that we all love. Where would you put it in that? And if I miss one, if you want to throw one in there, but you know, I mean, those are the ones, the iconic R-rated movies we love. Where would you put it?
I would put it up there with Superbad.
Which, by the way,
which is one of my favorite movies ever.
It was terrific. We saw that, and I mean, McLovin became a household word. And is there going to be a McLovin like household word for us? Like, is there a character we're going to be like, oh man, this is a guy we're going to love for a long time?
There's a few characters in there that are just thinking about them is going to make you chuckle. Actually, all three of the guys that are the main characters in the film have unique qualities about them. That's the fun part about the movie, is that they're all so different, but they're friends. And then you kind of it makes you think about your childhood. And like the friends that you've had when you were growing up, and how sometimes you go your own separate ways, but you still have a lot of love for that person. They really bring together the whole film at the end, to where you're like, okay, this was a filthy film with a lot of dirty jokes, but there was a really cool story underneath all of it.
Yeah.
And that's when you know you have a good movie.
And at the heart of all of it, it's about boys. And you know what? When boys are going through puberty or getting there, I mean, we are, mm-hmm. that's all we're thinking of is sex. And that the premise of the movie is they're trying to get into a kissing situation or something.
The premise is that they got invited to a party, and it's a kissing party.
Yeah.
So they need to be ready to know how to kiss.
I love this concept.
So then they try and figure out ways to make it happen, and that starts everything for the whole film, and everything just kind of just snowballs from there.
And I feel like that's something that every child is going to have to deal with. When you get to the puberty stage, mm-hmm. and you start liking romantically other people, at some point you're going to have to kiss somebody for the first time, and well, you're going to want to know how to do that. Do you guys remember how you figured it out? Like, you know, because that was always, you didn't want to be embarrassing. Like, how did you learn, how did you prepare for your first kiss?
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Like, first, like, make-out kiss, because my first kiss was literally just like that pressed lip smooch.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. We were too nervous to do anything else, and then he broke up with me a week later. And then it wasn't.
Did you ever practice, or did you just go, no, I'm going to just go, I'll just try it when it happens?
Yeah, exactly. And then when I actually made out with somebody, it was literally like, bleh.
Well, that's not a pleasant sight.
It was not pleasant.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds pleasant.
Yeah, right? Sure does.
I asked an older girl to teach me.
Oh, really?
Good call.
Yeah. Did you have to pay her?
Oh.
No.
You got a tutor.
Yeah,
it was tantric. Like,
and she was down?
Yeah, she was down. She was my best friend's older sister.
Nice.
And I was like, we were talking about it. And I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, I was like, we don't know how to kiss. And she was like, oh, I'll teach you. And so she.
Did she have the hots for you?
No, I don't know. Well, I don't think so.
So now this is.
Just wants to make out with dudes.
I guess, apparently.
No. This is, yeah. I mean, what a baller move, because I would think that pretty much anybody's older sister would first of all go, you're too young, and no, I wouldn't want to touch you. Look at Danny being able to make that happen.
We hung out with her a lot.
Damn.
Like, she's, I don't know.
I never thought of asking somebody's sister, look, I didn't know how to kiss. Could you
give that a shot? Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I was at that age,
right,
there was.
Now.
Well, right now, I think we'd be bad because I think she's married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
And she had to remove her dentures.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yuck. Okay.
Yummy.
Well, she's older than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go.
I practiced on my hand.
Did you really? It's kind
of
adorable.
Are we talking about kissing or what?
Yeah, you know how you used to make your hand like, do like where the
thumb. You did the Jennifer Lopez from shop. South Park.
Like the taco-flavored kisses.
Taco-flavored kisses.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So I mean, glad. You know what? Honestly, looking back on it, if I had to pick grandma walking in on me doing that or grandma walking in on what she did catch me doing.
Oh, I'll catch you taking care of yourself?
I'm glad she caught me doing that as opposed to making out with my own hand.
Oh, you think making out with your own hand is worse being caught than you basically saluting the general?
Dude, it's like I was walking that fine line of becoming a serial killer at that point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Collecting all your fingernail clippings. Yeah.
Gross.
What the hell is that? Yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, at least grandma goes, well, I know he's supposed to be doing that. He's supposed to be taking care of himself like that. That happens.
But then it was the pillow to like try and figure out how to hold.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all this never came in handy.
Yeah. I wish I could throw stones at you, but I think I pretty much tried all those methods. Because, in the 60s and the 70s, actually, when I was a teenager, nobody was wanting to kiss us, and we didn't know what we were doing, and we didn't really have a... We tried to watch movies, but here's the problem. The old school movies, like Vicky said, just showed them pressing lips together.
Yep.
You need to do more than that, and the movies wouldn't show that, so I didn't know there was more to it. And then the French kissing, because it had a term, like French kissing, what does that mean? And then they started talking about it, and you're like, how do you do that without, like, losing an eye? I mean, who's supposed to go where, and what if you get bitten? And
real dumb question, but French kissing, is it like French fries, where if you go to France, people are like, what the hell are you talking about?
France is really known for their potatoes, how they do them, and how they make love. Because they put French in front of everything that's good.
Oh, I do want some French toast now. Yeah. Damn it.
But you're right, Steve. I don't know. We just kiss here in France. And does that mean that's how they all kiss in France? Like they just go for the tongue?
I don't know.
Well, it was called so at the beginning of the 20th century, thank you, Wikipedia, that because the French had acquired a reputation of being more adventurous and passionate with their kissing and their sex practices.
Don't forget the tickler. They gave that a name.
Yeah, so I don't think
French
that
maid
called anything like that in France.
So really, if you can get a French tickler from a French maid while getting a French kiss, I guess that's the trifecta.
So it's kind of like Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Where people in Canada are like, no, we just call that ham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we dare ask the Rev how he learned how to kiss?
I'm not sure he's even kissed anybody yet. Just because he's married.
Thank you very much.
There's no proof.
I had my first kiss in third grade. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah?
But that really was one of those dumb face presses. Actually, this is entirely super terribly embarrassing.
Perfect.
Do you remember when we had the guys who were trying to teach me how to pick up chicks?
Yes.
And we made the video of I was like making out with an apple.
Yeah.
That was essentially me trying to learn how to kiss correctly.
Good job, buddy.
No, it was terrible.
I had to go to a kissing school. My wife made me go to the kissing school here, and then they put that in the front page of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, I think it was. The old PI. And, yeah, that was... And, my wife, here's the thing. She tried to say, hey, it'll be fun, it'll be adventurous, and I took it like, wow, you're saying I don't know how to kiss. You're going to take me to school.
My favorite part about that whole story is that then you did it because, if memory serves me correct, you're like, this is a good opportunity to get my show's name.
Yeah, it was relatively new in town.
My brand out there. In the paper, people are going to maybe be curious about me. And so you're like, I'll do it, but I'm only willing to do it so that you guys make mention of what I do for a living. And they made no mention of what you did for a living, and they didn't even use your radio name.
No.
So like it just looked like this random dude named Robert.
Yeah, I was so pissed.
So it's like everything you did it for, none of that happened.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I learned to lie to them. I never give out my real name anymore. I always give out my radio name because I know they won't, they won't give me credit. So I got to tell them, oh, no, that's my name. That was my given name at birth.
Right. And also, it's just like it's weird because like you're giving it Bob Bangers. And they're just like, what the hell?
Bob Bangers, everybody. I know. Why didn't I use that name on the radio? I should. It's a great name. Yeah, I was so mad at them for that because I was the only one willing to let my picture be taken for the story. Nobody in the group wanted to be on the in the paper. And I'm like, dude, do me a favor. I'll be in your paper and give a guy a little help.
Yeah, well, I'll wash your whatever you guys are doing in that situation.
And now they no longer have the paper that they print because they don't know how to be nice to people.
So you won.
I won. I'm still here. Where are they? Yeah, they're online somewhere, but does anybody care anymore? No.
A texter says, I saw Good Boys over the weekend. I haven't laughed that hard in a movie in a long time. It was awesome.
Yeah. It was lots of great things about it. We had a fun interview with Seth Rogen about it last Friday, and it's everything he said it would be, and it's a movie that delivers on its trailer. Because sometimes you see a trailer and go, this is going to be great, and you're like, no. But Steve, you went out, you left your house with your wife to see this movie.
Friday afternoon,
excited by
we went the day the movie came out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You never do that.
No,
we don't. Almost never go to a movie, and then I don't remember the last time I went to a movie on the opening day.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now. I know why. I think the tone of this country is so much so that you just want to laugh. Like, I really feel like we all want a good laugh, that we will go get one, especially if it's something that we know is on a super bad level. And since Seth Rogen was involved, I believe psychologically, because I wanted to see it too. It's like, I just want a good laugh where we can go back to our innocence and we all like each other again. And this show kind of reminds, it doesn't remind you that when we were kids and we all liked each other, it didn't matter what families we came from, ethnicity. We were all the same, trying to just figure out how to kiss or try to get through life.
It's all good points. I think you're reading into it too much. I only went because I wanted the popcorn. I love movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, but you don't get out for a lot of movies, dude.
No, but my wife was down to go. I'm never going to say no to going to see a movie.
Oh,
it's not
right.
Me
so
that's anti-going to movies.
Her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's not as fond of going to movie theaters as I am. Although, going to that Cinemark theater in Point Ruston in Tacoma,
yeah,
where you can reserve your seat and their recliners.
Oh, man.
I think we're going to be going back into this movie game.
It's fancy. Oh.
Super comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's fat heads right in front of you because they stagger the seats.
Let's be honest. You're the fat head that's usually in front of people.
My fat head's not in front of somebody either.
Yeah. By the way, I have another theory.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if your wife is the one that doesn't like going to movies, what's changed? I'll tell you what's changed. She's got a little Stevina, who's probably influencer, going, popcorn.
Yep. Baby loves popcorn.
Baby loves popcorn.
That's funny.
That's what's happening. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This is weird. Steve's grandma watched me also take care of myself. Love you, Steve. Ha ha.
Whoa. Whoa.
Well, your grandmother at that point decided, you know what?
She was senile. She thought she was in our house.
Yeah, she just walked around the neighborhood walking in on people taking care of business.
Huh. So it says, going back to getting back at somebody, my ex didn't like to flush the toilet and would pee all over the seat and floor. He cheated on me. I cleaned the toilet with his toothbrush. Be sterile, yes?
Jeez. I mean, on every way level, that guy seemed like a real jerk, and you really lucked out.
A real jerk with bad aim. Are we sure that he even had sex with that person?
Dude, I don't understand it either. It happened when you go to a big convention like I did over at Dragonflight. I don't know why people can't figure out how to lift the seat. Because we have bad aim issues all the time. It's so
in a public restroom, people just don't want to touch that out of germs.
So I use my foot.
I agree.
You gotta learn how to lift a thing up with your foot.
Some people maybe aren't stretching as well as you do, BJ.
Yeah, yeah. For an old guy, I get it done.
Sprint all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. All right, we got a question. This needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and an emoji have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and an emoji have in common?
A jaundice, yellowish hue to my skin.
Yeah.
Especially with that shirt.
Yeah. I thought the shirt brought out my eyes.
No, I like the shirt.
It's more of a cream, isn't it?
Yeah, it brings out. That's a cream?
No.
You're rising to the top, baby.
That's right.
Cream of the crop.
Really? Got a new survey, or a study. You figure it out. People who use lots of emojis apparently have better dating lives than other people.
That's because they're young, BJ.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what? You're right. I would imagine young people have better dating lives than people that are not dating anymore.
They probably use more emojis.
And they've probably mastered the art of using the eggplant emoji.
That's right.
There is a time to use that emoji where, you know what, it works well.
When you're going out to Olive Garden. Yeah.
I found out that the CEO of our company, eggplant emoji, not a good mixture.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't take it well?
No, he didn't take it well. I thought, you know, who doesn't like
it? Fine choice of words.
Yeah.
He loves the poop emoji. I always send that to him.
Ah, I should have done the poop emoji. Damn it. Ryan Castle.
Good morning.
He is better than a poop emoji because he's got a morning 12-pack for you.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Yeah, but I don't want to go through that. Like, I want to be done with my underwear. I don't have to go in the sink and wash them.
You don't wash them in the sink.
Where do you wash them?
In the shower with you.
Where you wear them?
You take them in the shower with you.
With soap and water.
And you just soap. When you're soaping yourself up, you soap these up. So
just use it as your loofah then.
Well, I'm not saying that can't be a good thing either.
That's weird.
Yeah,
hard pass.
I wash my boys with my underwear because that's where they are in the first place.
The circle of life.
All right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.